Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this segment, we'll have a Jimmy Buffett ticket giveaway on DFW Sports Station. Just our way of saying thank you for turning it on, leaving it on, 105.3 The Fan. So tomorrow night, you're going to gather up with your friends and you're going to watch the game. And you're probably going to be having some brewskis. Mm. And maybe this creeps into your mind while you and your friends are chugging them, judging people according to the beers that they drink.
Yes. Now, this is what beer that you drink says about you and your personality. This is according to a recent study about beer. By one poll, that's what it's called. It's called one poll.
Alcohol is the devil.
Oh, yes, it is.
Now, I have to make a confession. In the past 2 months, 3 months, I have tried to drink something that I previously despised and hated. It's kind of like a Troy Hughes beer transformation. Well, Troy's will never be topped. He went from Smirnoff Ice to Temptress, is it?
Love Temptress. Pretty much any stout is what I drink now.
Yeah, he went medium well steaks to Blue Rare and Smirnoff Ice to stout. I mean, he's bipolar.
I'm a man.
And I am now trying to, like, find some IPA-type things. Now, like RJ's face. Now, it's not, like, and again... Again, with all the partying that I do, I still can't totally break down RJ's face. I'm trying to find like a deeper taste versus I'm out on the Miller Lite, the Bud Light, the Coors Light. It's not strong enough tasting in terms of, I don't know, it's too...
Hoppiness?
It's just too watery. That's right. I don't necessarily love IPAs. I'm not trying to be skin here. You know, Roy's a big beer guy. But I'm trying to find a heavier, stronger taste in my beer versus the water ones that you love.
You officially need to grow a beard and wear dark-rimmed glasses.
Skinny jeans.
For those wondering, I was given the not impressed face.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one I was given.
I'm
a Coors Light guy. I've said it a million times. That's my beer. I've been drinking quite a bit more beer when I do have a drink than... You know, usually I would drink like a mixed drink of kind. Like I would either drink a gin and tonic or a scotch.
Yeah.
And of course I go Jameson when I go with whiskey.
Why? Why are you changing?
I don't know. I'm just going with the Coors Light. I don't know. I have no idea. Just been, you know, sometimes you have a hankering for it.
Wait, you said Coors Light?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do why?
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's available. Some places don't have Coors Light.
Okay. And Roy, you brought over to the house for New Year's. I love that orange. Is it orange or grapefruit?
Oh, yeah, the grapefruit. It's Stiegl Radler.
What type of beer is it?
It's a grapefruit-flavored beer. It's actually, it's almost like a grapefruit-flavored drink.
But what is the beer?
It's called Stiegl Radler.
No, is it a lager? Is it a ale? Is
good question. I'm not sure.
Okay, great.
I don't think it qualifies as either of those.
Okay, let's get to it.
Okay, so here's this study. Now, this study is done between two types of beer, lager and ale.
Oh.
I have no idea what either one is. I couldn't tell you the difference. I know stout is dark. That's it.
Well, that's what they call Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
Roy, what's the difference?
Oh, it's lager. Never mind.
Between a lager and an ale. An ale is like a little bit hoppier, and a lager is usually darker.
I have no idea.
Those are like the only things that I would point to.
There's
by the
Pilsner,
way,
there's what all that. I don't know what any of that means. But
the Radler is under the fruit and field beer
label. Oh my God.
So they pitted
Go back to your book club.
They pitted these two factions of beer against each other, and they found out that lager drinkers are easygoing beer drinkers who prefer something less hoppy, also tend to be, ready for this, more goal-oriented and sociable.
Okay.
All right? So if you're a lager drinker, you're a better person, evidently. You're also more likely to describe your Saturday night as going out with friends, while ale drinkers lean more towards curling up on the couch and hanging out with Netflix.
Okay.
All right. That's very detailed.
Very detailed. You think it's true, Roy?
Typecasting almost. I don't necessarily think it's true, no. But I guess I would say there's a couple parts in there that I would agree with. I think sports people are typically side more often with lagers than ales.
Okay.
When I go out and drink with guys who are watching sports and look around the bar, more people are usually drinking lagers than ales.
Okay.
It seems like.
Okay. All right. Now, I just did a quick Wikipedia search. Lagers can be just a number of different colors, but you've got your Molsons and your Millers and such like that. Budweiser would fall under the lager ale or lager caption. So here we go. Continuing. Lager drinkers also report higher stress levels than ale drinkers. Okay, so you're a little bit higher stress. Despite that, ale drinkers are more likely to say they're happy with their job and leading a fulfilling life overall, despite the fact that lager drinkers are more goal-oriented. Ale drinkers are happier with what they have.
What are your stereotypes for the Miller Lite, Bud Light, Coors Light crowd? The Kavanaugh, the choppy.
Don't typically get into the stereotype of it until you're like 25. See, I feel like it's like your rental ability. Can't rent a car until you're 25. You probably haven't had enough opportunity to try enough beers and test them all until you're 25. So if you're just drinking Miller or Coors or like even Keystone or anything before that, I'm just assuming, hey, you're drinking to get drunk. You're young. Why not?
Yeah.
Keystone. But when you get a little bit older, I would hope you would drink what you like taste-wise.
All right. So here's some other things that were found in this survey that are not specific to lager and ale.
All right. So what are we classifying each of us as? Because since I'm a stout guy, I'll go ahead and say I'm a lager guy. Because if I'm not drinking stout, I'm usually drinking Shiner Bock or Ziegenbock or something like that. So I'm a lager guy.
I think we're all lagers.
What is Revolver?
That would be.
It's a gun.
Blood and honey.
Blood and honey. I would say that's closer. I would say that's closer to an ale.
Okay, I kind of like that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm probably more on the lager spectrum.
All right,
too.
Three against one.
All right. So, what time is beer o'clock?
Beer o'clock.
5 o'clock.
What time is officially, according to the study, the best time to have a beer?
5:30.
A.M.
All right, well, it's on a Friday. I will say this. The best time is exactly 6:31 p.m. on a Friday.
Oh, that's way too late.
6:31?
6:31.
Based on?
That's what their study has shown.
Is that what time maybe you get home? You get home
maybe.
At 6?
Yeah, but I mean like relative to the best time of the day in terms of keeping you safe, in terms of for your body, for sleeping. It doesn't specify any of that?
It does not specify any of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, 52% rank taste as the number one reason they make their beer selection.
Oh, what are the other factors?
Well, calories. Aftertaste would be one of them.
If I have to see one more commercial, some guy on a treadmill and then getting off, I'm going to go drink a beer, my friend.
Ultra, ultra, man. Oh, yeah. He gets you an ultra.
And
they
then,
branded themselves as that, though. Good for them.
They did. They definitely branded themselves as that. So calories were one. Aftertaste was another. And then there's a few others that were in the other category.
I mean, how can taste not be number one?
I know.
Unless you're
alcohol content, I could see being number one.
Ooh, okay.
All right, maybe that. For men, 57% say their conversations with friends over beers include talking about sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sports.
For women, 65% reported their chats over drinks are gossiping about friends that aren't there.
My God.
Friends that aren't there and their dating life.
Oh, my God.
How do you guys feel
this
about...
This is so accurate.
How do you guys feel about the girl beer drinker? Like, that she sits down and she orders a beer, two, not the glass of wine, not a mixed drink.
It depends on the setting. It can be very attractive. It can be like a nice, oh, cool, she's one of us.
Yeah.
But if she drinks them too heavily, if you become that cheap drink drunk, that's like worst case scenario for any female in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a girl, then you drink beer, and we're playing either Cornhole 42, Washers, Darts, Beer Pong, you're on my team because you're going to be good.
Oh, okay.
This is what your beer says about you.
TV shows.
Oh.
All right. If this is going back to lager and ale.
Oh, we're
lager drinkers. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, that's us.
Game of Thrones, Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Friends.
Yes.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
Walking Dead, Law and Order.
Man, these guys are on it.
Whoa. That's Troy to a T.
That is me. Who accepts Game of Thrones?
Ale drinkers.
This is me, right?
This is you.
Oh, it better be reality shows.
So Bravo.
The Bachelor.
Oh, my God.
Breaking Bad.
Yes.
True Blood.
No.
You will.
Parks and Recreation.
No, that's KT.
Yeah, he would hate Parks. He'd hate that show.
Lager drinkers prefer action, thriller, adventure movies?
Yes.
Ale drinkers, romance, animation, and documentaries.
Oh, Sean, you love watching me in anime.
Very sophisticated.
Yeah, yep. you love watching me in One Piece.
So I'd rather look at you in a One Piece than watch that.
That
crap
could happen.
1 in 3 respondents say they're intimidated by craft beers. I am 1,000% intimidated by a craft beer.
Yeah.
No offense. I'm a
boy. Simple. Show him a flight and all hell breaks loose. Watch what happens when that happens.
I know.
Yeah. His head explodes.
4 years is the average time for a person to switch up their favorite beer.
See, that's what I'm going through right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going through that transition. I'm going through that phase.
And that's all we got.
Okay.
That's it.
There it is. I think we covered every single type of beer and drinker that you possibly could.
Man, I'm ready to drink.
Give us another substance real quick.
Except for the straight liquor, folks. Denver, the city of Denver, in May,
beer
will make an opportunity for people to make legal magic mushrooms for the first time.
One more time, say that again.
The city of Denver will vote to make magic mushrooms legal, or at least decriminalized, inside the city limits in May.
Okay. Please try and justify this to me. When Roy sent this yesterday, I flipped. I cannot believe this. And I'm an advocate for, you know, legalized marijuana, whatever. Edibles, awesome, you know, whatever. But mushrooms, I did mushrooms once. You cannot legalize this. There's no possible way.
I can't imagine.
Have you ever done them?
I've not. I have not.
Troy, have you?
No.
Roy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Roy.
How could this possibly be a benefit to anyone in society?
You
feel like you're playing, you are inside of a video game.
So the case being made, right, as it was with marijuana, is that
you can't be in a room by yourself. There's rules to it, Chop. You cannot be in a room by yourself.
Why not?
You'll freak out. Like, the walls start moving.
Oh, what?
You cannot sit there and just look at TV. If you are within a group of friends, which you should be, you have to have a bunch of chill. It has to be the right group of people. If you got that one a-hole who decides to mess with you, you'll be scarred for life. These are the rules that were explained to me, and they absolutely were accurate when I did it in college. One time, and that was it.
Well, let me just say this. As it was for marijuana, the reason it was legalized was because of what, Sean? Medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
The man who's responsible for bringing this ballot to the city of Denver.
Nice music.
Kevin Matthews.
Great song.
He said, Denver has a strong history of drug policy reform. The timing is right, and we've modeled our language on this initiative after the cannabis legalization in 2005 and 2007. Mushrooms have enabled me to look outside the box that depression creates. Yeah. We're working to keep people out of prison for nonviolent drug offenses, a drug that has proven medical value and is not addictive, should not be illegal.
Oh, my gosh. They've lost it.
And the case...
They've lost it.
The case, psychedelic drugs have been proven in some scientific tests...
Oh, stop.
...to alter the brain function in terms of how it thinks about depression, how it deals with other psychosis type of issues. So there has been instances where psychedelics specifically have been used to cure that stuff. Obviously, it's not a one size fits all conversation.
They give you a fleeting glimpse out of the corner of your eye, Sean.
When we come back, I'm sure that's a reference, I just don't get it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.